Ah, oh, Q. Christmas is canceled.
Man.
How are you feeling today?
Christmas canceled. Everything canceled. I had a birthday last week. I knew this episode was coming up. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just go out the same way we went in, with a smile on my face and proud and happy. So let's get into it. What you have for me today?
I mean, cute. How confident were you going into tribal that the votes were going to go your way? Talk to me about that.
I was hopeful. I knew I was getting three votes. I did not know Emily and Ozzy was also joining those other three and voting for me. And a lot of people ask, well, why were you telling Mike White to vote for you? And it's real simple. They were telling Stephanie that they were going to vote for her. Well, Mike White was at the time. No one else came out and said that to Stephanie other than Mike. And we were sitting around camp, and Stephanie was like, well, if he's voting for me, I have to assume those other two are also voting for me. Because you don't have a vote. I'm not going to trust Emily. I'm going to play my shot in the dark. And I was like, Stephanie, would you feel comfortable if I can get the vote shifted to me for you not to play your shot in the dark? Because as long as Emily Flippin, Ozzy, and Stephanie stick together and vote Angelina, if Angelina, Kristen and Mike White votes me on a revote, Angelina can't vote again. So now we have three votes going back to Angelina, and they only have two. That was my thinking. I did not understand at the time that Emily had flipped back, and then Ozzy had also chose to vote for me. But what would I have done anyways?
I
I
mean,
don't have a
listen,
vote.
you knew when you were switched to this tribe, you
Oh
were kind of screwed.
The second I drew the buff, I'm like, oh man, how? Why? You know, because at that point in time, I was thinking it was going to be Angelina, Kristen, Mike White, and Kristen. I mean, Angelina, Mike White, Kristen, and Emily Flippin were going to stick together because of, you know, the past. These folks known each other 7, 8 years. And then Emily and Kristen, they're friends outside of the game, anyways. I mean, that's public knowledge. And it was like, where do I stand in this bunch? If they're going to get rid of somebody, they're going to probably get rid of me. And here we go. But it was days leading up to this that I'm just like, okay, we talked about throwing the challenge before so Kobe and I could get our votes back. And I'm telling them, it's like this. My biggest fear for us is we never lose, we get swapped. Kobe and I are on the same tribe, and we're down two votes versus one or having both, or I get swapped and I'm by myself. And that's exactly what happened. I'm swapped, I'm by myself. Ozzy knows I don't have my vote. And the biggest fish to catch on that island at that point in time, because they're not voting for each other, it's me. And I knew I was done.
I mean, you warned me before the game that you had your eye on Emily Flippin. You
Yes.
weren't a, you know, she's right, writes left-handed, eats pork, drinks Coke.
Yep.
Were you right, Q, not to
I was
trust
definitely
her?
right. Can't trust them. You know, but here's the thing. The only reason you see me kind of going to Emily and trying to work with her is because Emily first gave me information about the Aubrey thing that I already knew. So a lot of folks, okay, they saw us search Aubrey's bag and they're like, oh, they don't know. No, we knew. Okay, because we used to always keep our bags in one spot. One day, Aubrey takes her bag and walks out of camp. She's never done that. Never. But all of a sudden, she's doing that.
So you
Then,
think she already had it when you searched her bag?
yeah, she did. We only searched her bag after she did this.
Got it.
So we searched her bag, wasn't there, fine. But then Aubrey was coming back to me. She was like, hey, Q, we have to start looking. Help me look. Like me and her looked underneath the shelter for stuff. So I'm thinking like, okay, she definitely has something. Because why all of a sudden as well, she would just want to start looking.
With you.
Correct. So I knew she had it, but she never came out and said it. And so now when Emily tells me this, it confirms what I already know. So I'm thinking like, okay, maybe she want to play with me. Maybe she's going to play with me, at least if not anything else, for one vote to get rid of Angelina, because I knew her and Kristen was close. And I'm thinking like, okay, if we can get rid of Angelina, for Emily, it's the best because now she has Kristen almost to herself. There's
Fair.
no thought of him going with Mike White and Angelina. What do I know?
Yeah. Talk to me about Ozzy. I want to, like, you guys were out on exile together. Well, one, do you regret not, like, sort of fighting for your vote? But also, what was your reaction when you found out he gave his extra vote to Cerie? Like, talk to me about Ozzy.
So first and foremost, going back to day two of the game, I never wanted the extra vote. I
Okay.
could not afford to get the extra vote and come back empty-handed. I knew that. All right. So it wasn't that Ozzy convinced me. Ozzy can't convince me of that. I had already processed it in my mind. If I go back empty-handed, I'm done. They're not going to trust me. They already have a perception of me that I'm unpredictable, chaotic. They can't trust me. If I go back with nothing and I'm lying about it, they're
That's
definitely
fair.
now an X on my back. So I was like, I have to have the pot and machete. Then fast forward, we get back on the beach. Ozzy, I go up to him. I was like, hey, look, if push comes to shove, man, you got to play the extra vote to make sure we get through. He was like, man, I don't even have it. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I had to give it away to Joe to save myself at the last tribal. I knew then that that was a lie. And I said it in a couple, I was like, I don't know why he would lie to me about the extra vote, which makes me think he don't want to play with me. Now knowing that he actually did give it away, he just didn't give it to Joe, he gave it to Ceree. It's like, okay, he was telling the truth, but he was also lying to me. But I picked up on that. I picked up on the fact that I thought he was lying. But then I'm still thinking like, okay, at the very least, Ozzy, from what he's known for, likes to win challenges and blah, blah, blah. He's going to keep me because I can help him do that, which he tried, but did he really try? Probably not. And you look at this and say, okay, this tribe, you have the Goliath three, David and Goliath three, you have Emily Flynn, Stephanie and Ozzy. Three of those folks have been together the first 6 days. Three of these folks have been together the last 7 to 8 years. Two of these people play video games together. Q doesn't do anything with any of them. I'm the obvious choice. I'm a sitting duck with no vote and nothing else. So I kind of saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, who spilled the beans on you losing your vote? I mean, Ozzy, was he telling people, or did you tell people?
No, I didn't tell anybody other than Stephanie knew. Angelina did not even know, unless, like I say, it hasn't been confirmed yet. I didn't see it, but I would have to, if I had to guess, Ozzy told him I didn't have a vote.
That makes
Because
sense.
when I'm telling, just think about it. If you don't know I don't have a vote, and I'm telling you I got an extra vote from a journey, and you're not spooked at all, that means you know something.
Yeah, how did you
Unless.
feel when you were talking to Mike? Did you feel like he was buying what you were selling? Did you
No,
feel like you
no,
could tr Okay.
no. No, but my whole thing with the mic was to just make sure that they put their votes on me.
Okay.
So I'm saying and doing anything to make sure the focus is not on Stephanie, that those three vote for me. Because again, I'm thinking at the very least, it's going to be a tie on a revote. They're going to go down to two votes. We're going to still have three. So that's what my mind was thinking. That's where my mind had to be. That was the only choice for me to make it through that tribal is for that to happen. Because even if a lot of folks ask, why didn't you turn on Stephanie? That's not me. I only turn on folks when I feel like they've turned on me. Stephanie gave me no reason at all to say, oh, she's against me now. And then I also understood if Stephanie left the game, it now leaves me by myself needing to pull in two people just to force a tie for me. But if Stephanie is still there, we only need one other person, and it's more likely to happen. So I needed Stephanie there. And again, hands was tied with the bunch that we pulled with. That's
What
all.
was yeah? What was your relationship with with Angelina? And obviously, we see Emily tell her that, you know, people didn't like you on the pre or you were going to be out. Talk to me about Angelina and your relationship.
Yeah, so my thing with Angelina was really, two things. A, she didn't do anything around camp. And
Oh yeah,
then
that's
B,
right. Lazy.
I felt like some of the things that she was doing was like for the camera. Like, for
Oh.
instance, we were in a challenge and like with her ball that she has to pull, instead of her just pulling the ball, because it's clear just pull the ball, she was like, okay, guys, I'm gonna pull it. I'm gonna pull it now. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna pull it. Just pull it. What are you doing all that for? You know what I'm saying? So to me, that just came off as like, okay, she's doing stuff for the camera, and it was her idea to do the fashion show and all that. And at the beginning of the game, it kind of like it started early with like when we got on tribes, and she was like, "Cute skirt, cute skirt." I'm just like, oh, come on,
Did you get
not
any
you.
new investors for Q skirts this?
Some folks bought, but what really turned me off on Angelina is when Mike White came, because Angelina was telling us that she hadn't talked to Mike White in 3 years. Then Mike White came and I brought that up. He was like, "No, I talked to Angelina right before we got here," and I'm like, "Dang, so she just been lying? So what else is she covering up?" That's when I'm like, "Okay, yeah, she for sure has to be the vote."
Yeah. I actually want your opinion on some of the other tribes. What was your opinion tonight or last night when you saw Charlie sort of having flashbacks about the Maria? I got to get your reaction to that.
Well, it's one of those things like I almost can't blame them, because here's the thing. Before I went for 50, like some of the former players who've played multiple times talked and given me tips, and they was like, "Q, one of the things you're gonna have to be careful of is because people will try to vote you out for screen time." He was like, "Believe it or not, they do that." And I was like, "Okay, so people do stuff for the cameras." So when I see Charlie in this episode reflecting back and saying, "You know what? I don't want Rizzo anywhere near a jury seat," it was almost the same thing that I felt with Angelina, almost like somebody who would do something for the camera. So we all carrying our baggage into the game. His just so happened to be from his original season with his number one at the time not voting for him and him feeling this certain way. So you can't blame him. I don't blame him.
Anything from the edit you wish they showed, or anything we didn't get to see?
I really wish they would have shown like the true dynamics of the original Vatu and how close I really was with majority of those people,
You looked in a good spot.
how I changed their perception of me. Like coming into that day, coming back from the journey, they went high on Q now. I'm telling you that. And they admitted it. They were like, "Man, this guy's dangerous. He's unpredictable, chaos. I don't want nothing to do with him." Then when I got there and I'm showing my work ethic and I'm showing who I am and I'm connecting with them, I kind of won everybody over. So I kind of wish that would have gotten shown more, but also just the fact that we was talking about throwing a challenge prior to this swap. I wish that would have gotten in there, because I specifically said, you know, the things that I'm concerned about if we don't throw this challenge is we're gonna swap, and either Kobe and I are gonna be on the same beach, or I'm gonna be on a beach by myself and get voted out. And then Kobe and I on the same beach, we're down two votes now. And worst case scenario, let's just throw this challenge. But CeeLo was so bad in the ball challenge, we couldn't even throw it. Like, it was no way to do it without it being obvious. I really wish Vatu would have had just one more challenge together, because we would have definitely thrown that blindfold challenge.
And who would have went out? Aubrey, Angelina, who would have
Aubrey or Angelina, probably Aubrey, unless she would have played her idol at the
shot?
time, but she really didn't have a reason to play it because she was thinking Angelina. Because Aubrey was coming up to us, with me specifically, and was like, "Q, I feel like you think Angelina and I are together." And I was like, "Well, that's what Angelina is telling me, that you two are together." And she was like, "You know, I kind of want to separate that. We're not playing together like that. It was just, she's the only person I thought I had." I was like, "No, you got me. I want to play with you, but I don't want to play with Angelina." So Aubrey was then like trying to distance herself from Angelina in a way that could have gotten Aubrey blindsided. You know what I'm saying? So it was just one of those things like, man, just one more day with Vatu, things might be different.
Yeah, Q, you told me before the game you wanted to lay low in the beginning, unless you get bored, of course, but you seem to be in a good spot. Do you feel like
I
you
was
were
in a good spot.
doing, yeah, you were doing well until that switch?
I was in a great spot. Like, I was shocked. Seriously. But here's the thing, you know, somebody has to go out. And a swap scenario, I say it for all the time. Survivor right now is a crapshoot. You just
It's
don't know what's
luck,
going to
a lot
happen.
of
A lot of
luck.
things have to go right for you, and I have to ask myself, why did it go wrong for me? Well, maybe because so much went right for me on 46 that I got all my rights out the way the first time, and I just got my wrong. And who knows? I come back a third time, it might balance out and be even, and I can do some justice.
Yeah, well, the Q, that's my last question. I mean, I feel like this is not the end of your story. Would you play Survivor again?
I would definitely play Survivor again. I really love saying I would never play again just because of the optics. The returning seasons, they're tough.
Yeah.
But my thing is, what I think made it tough is, when we announced that, hey, it's going to be a returning season and all players are, considered, it's like now the phones start ringing, but you start ringing phones as well.
Well, yeah.
If it would have just happened to where people don't know this going on, people are now more, it's less likely to pick up the phone and call a friend because it's not public knowledge. And they're scared to say it to the wrong person. But now it's like, okay, the odds of me saying it to the wrong person is very small when it's been announced that this is what's happening. All right. It's no longer a secret.
Right.
So it's just one of those things, returning season that's not, publicized early to where a bunch of pre-gaming goes on and all these pre-determined relationships are now in one place at one time. But even with that, you have to know how to play the game now. And I know how to play the game now. So
I
I'm
think this could,
excited.
yeah, this could set you up for a good third time.
I think so.
Okay. Well, Q, it's always nice chatting with you. I'm sure we'll chat again. And yeah, I'm just sorry to see you go out early, but you were still fun on TV while you were there. So,
I appreciate you so much.
all right. Thanks, Q. Talk soon.